Okay, we're into 21 minutes after 8 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. Just a quick note, because I got an immediate text after I mentioned the show that's coming up this weekend, the Niagara Divers Shipwreck Show. And the president of the Divers Association sent me a list just to correct me. It's not tomorrow evening. It's actually from 9 until 5 during the day. The event is 9 until 5. Okay? All right, let's talk money. And the money that we have or don't have, as the case may be, and Marvin Ryder is here. He's the professor at the DeGroote School of Biz at McMaster. Morning, Marvin.
Good morning, Tim.
So the prime rate didn't change. You pretty well called that last week when we were talking. No surprises from Tiff Macklem?
No surprises at all. For the sixth time, that's a hard word to say, sixth time, the Bank of Canada met and said we're not changing the interest rates. And we weren't shocked at that because they'd only had two reports that said inflation was where they had wanted. So we had January's report and February's report. We get March's data next week, and it just felt to me like you're asking them to jump a little early. We'd done all this fighting to bring inflation down. Let's not go early and then suddenly find ourselves back in that boat. However, as he made his announcement, he did say that the conditions were looking good for a rate cut in the future. And although he wouldn't come out and say it, I'm pretty sure that means there's going to be a June rate cut. And you might wonder why he wouldn't come out and say it and give everyone a little hope. And I think there was that he didn't want to somehow or other color the spring housing market. In other words, there are a lot of people who sort of, in the spring, they say, we got to move houses, we got to change, we got to go somewhere. And if you knew interest rates were coming down in a couple of months, it might cause a bit more activity. And again, more activity might fuel inflation. So I think that's why he was a little cagey. But my smart money is on a rate cut of 0.25% in June.
All right, just marking that down so I can tease you when it happens.
Or doesn't happen,
as the case may be. Inflation for us is one thing. Inflation in the States, we found out about that this week.
Yeah, could be another, as the old saying goes. Yeah, so yesterday the Americans released their inflationary data for the month of March, and it was bad news. Inflation went the wrong direction. It went from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. The two big drivers of inflation in the Americas, the south of the border here, were higher gasoline prices and also the higher carrying costs for housing. We've known about the higher carrying costs for housing, but gas was a bit of a surprise. Nonetheless, what we say, well, that's good. You know, too bad for you folks down south of the border. We get our data next Tuesday. I'm hopeful that our numbers won't go up. Remember, our last inflation, 2.8% in the month of February. We'd sure love to see it stay there or maybe even go down a little bit. That reinforces the idea of the rate cut. But just to show you the impact of that, when that announcement came out yesterday that inflation had gone the wrong direction, then suddenly the stock market fell. The stock market in the U.S. fell roughly 500 points because everybody had been expecting a rate cut in June in the United States, and now they feel pretty confident they're not going to get their rate cut in June, so that changed the tenor of the market and caused prices to fall. That can happen if we don't see this come about in a couple of months. But again, I'm optimistic. The Canadian economy is just a little different than the American economy.
We have a budget on the way, Marvin.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I have been doing this long enough to know we've been through a few of these. The months previous to a budget, they tend to leak out little bits of ideas about what might be in the budget. Is there anything that you are expecting with this budget coming up next Tuesday that we might not know about? Have you got any inside knowledge here, Professor Ryder?
God bless you. God bless you to think that Chrystia Freeland might just give me a call before.
Well, you know, it's happened before.
It has. It hasn't happened recently. So the budget is also next Tuesday. The same day we get the inflation data for Canada, we're going to get the federal budget. I should note that the federal budget year began on April 1st, so this is 2 weeks after we've begun the budget year. Normally, a budget comes out before you start your fiscal year. There are a few themes emerging. Clearly, the biggest one is housing. What can the federal government do? What can the federal government do to increase the supply of housing, two types, rental accommodations as well as accommodations that you would purchase, whether those are condos or detached homes? And there have been many announcements already about programs they're going to do, money they're going to make available. Again, much of that money requires matches from both the province and the municipalities to make happen as it goes. I suspect, don't know for sure, we're also going to hear some more details about the national PharmaCare and dental care programs. Remember that when those were introduced over the last year, it was billed as just the starting point, and that over time they were going to add more drugs in the case of the PharmaCare program, or add more services and more people to the dental care program. So I expect we're going to hear that. A bit of a surprise announcement was increased spending on defense. You might remember that being a member of NATO, we're supposed to spend 2% of our GDP on defense. We don't. We spend around 1.4%. The federal government is going to be raising that. But what's interesting is the reason for the raising isn't so that we can meet our NATO commitment, but because of climate change, the north, the Arctic, is now much more navigable than it used to be. You can get boats in there, what have you. And so that means we need to have more boats and patrols in the north, possibly even, again, here's another good word, a submarine. Remember when we had all those submarine problems? So we're going to see more spending in that way. And possibly one last thing is no new taxes for individuals, but possibly a new wealth tax on some of the most profitable companies. Now, we already have this extra profit tax, if you will, on banks, but now they're talking about doing it for some of the retail chains and otherwise. And that would be very interesting to see if they try to do that. Again, these are just trial balloons. They've been floating. What actually is in the budget next week is a closely guarded secret.
All right, so you're not going to tell us what she said. That's fine. she never calls you, does she, Marvin?
No,
you reach out, but you try.
I try.
Next week, we'll chat again. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, take care.
That's Professor Marvin Ryder at the DeGroote School of Business at McMaster.